and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Oh, yes. What a day it was on Friday. If you didn't think this week could get any crazier, if the San Francisco Giants hang on to defeat the Arizona Diamondbacks, we will run the table on Friday. A perfect 11-0 card. Yeah, that's crazy. But whoa, we can be streaky. And it looks like Friday, it could be the best streak of them all. A perfect day. So now let's hope we don't have the bad streak on Saturday since it's Mega Card Day. Yeah, we got a lot of units in action today. Let's start with our college football Sunday four-pack. We ended up getting no line value. I don't know if I should feel good or bad about that. Obviously, I should feel bad because I didn't get value. I still might have the winning plays. We're on Notre Dame minus the one at North Carolina. That line is now a plus 2.5. It moved 3.5 points on us. We played SMU plus the one against TCU. That's now at a plus 2.5. We played Michigan State minus the one against Minnesota. That is now Minnesota favored by 2.5. Crazy movement there with the Gopher top wide receiver out of that game. Baylor, we played them minus the one at Iowa State. Now it's Iowa State favored by 2. So once again, all four games, the steam went the other way. We'll see how that works out for us. It should be interesting. Now let's get to some additional plays in college football. Let's start with the big one. It's number one against number two in the college football world this week, based on the ESPN bottom 10 rankings. Yeah, threw you a little curveball there. That's right. It is number two, Hawaii, traveling to number one, New Mexico State. Jerry Kill's boys got crushed by 56 at Wisconsin last week. But give them credit, they did score this time around against a Big Ten team, unlike their opener at Minnesota. Meanwhile, Hawaii beat Duquesne. They won a game after losing by 46 to Michigan, 32 to Western Kentucky, and by 53 to Vanderbilt. I do trust the process at New Mexico State with Coach Kill, but I'm not going to turn down getting 5 points this year against him. I'll bite the hook and take Hawaii plus the 5 at New Mexico State. Next up, it's a big one at Jerry World. We're going to play Texas A&M minus the 2 over Arkansas. So we bet on and cashed Arkansas multiple times already this season. I love that Razorback offense, and I love head coach Sam Pittman. What I do not like is that their defense has given up over 400 yards to Missouri State, South Carolina, and Cincinnati. I get it. Texas A&M couldn't even get 400 yards against Sam Houston to start the year. Their offense has been terrible, but they did still beat a ranked Miami last week. They do have the revenge angle after Arkansas beat them 20-10 last year in this game. We also know that Jimbo can win the big game. We saw that last year when he beat Alabama. So I'm going to lay the 2 with the Aggies over Arkansas at Jerry World. Next up, we go to the Pac-12. It is USC minus the 5.5 at Oregon State. So this line has been dropping like a ton of bricks. So we're getting value on this one anyway. Oregon State made me look bad last week, hanging 68 points on Montana State. They've already defeated Fresno State and Boise State this year. Two solid teams, we think. USC, they appear to be the most improved team in the country. 3-0 so far this season after a 4-8 year last year. USC has scored 66. 41 and 45 so far under head coach Lincoln Riley. The two teams have one common opponent, that being Fresno State. The Trojans beat Fresno State by 28 at home. Meanwhile, Oregon State beat them by 3 on the road. This should be a high-scoring affair, but I think the Trojans will separate in the second half. So I'm going to lay the 5.5 with USC on the road at Oregon State. Next up, we're going to play Marshall minus the 3 at Troy. So Marshall is a great example of the highs and lows in college football. They upset Notre Dame, and then they got upset at Bowling Green as an 18-point favorite the following week. Now they travel to Troy, a team trying to figure out how they lost to App State last week on that final play. I think that play will give them a hangover, so I'm going to back the Thundering Herd to bounce back minus the 3 at Troy. Next up, it's a first half play. First half only on this one. We're in the Cardinals of Louisville minus the 8.5 over South Florida. So Louisville is 1-2 with a ton of talent. Their AD did them no favors, scheduling Syracuse, Central Florida, and Florida State to start the season. South Florida played Florida tough on the road last week, but let's not forget the Bulls trailed BYU 38-7 at halftime in their opener this year. Louisville can score. I expect an early double-digit lead for the Cardinals at home, so we're going to lay the 8.5 over South Florida in the first half. Then leans that I took off my board, I like Kansas State, Wisconsin, and Florida Atlantic, all as underdogs, but I backed off. I wouldn't be shocked to see one of those teams bite and actually win here on Saturday, but no plays on those three. Just wanted to get it out there that I liked them. Next up, it's our hero sports plays. We have two of them again this week. First one comes from Sir Bennett Conlon. We're taking James Madison plus the 7 at Appalachian State. So let's give App State some credit. This team is a must-see TV team. The Mountaineers lost 63-61 to North Carolina. They upset Texas A&M by 3 on the road. And then they had the Hail Mary win over Troy last week with game day in town. If that stretch doesn't spell letdown, I don't know what it looks like. Meanwhile, James Madison, they've taken care of business against much easier opponents. I understand that to start the year. 44-7 and 63-7 in their two wins. So this will be a big test for them on the road, but they've had 2 weeks to prepare for this one. I'm going to grab the 7 with the Dukes of JMU at App State. Next up, it's a play from Sam Herder, and we're going to play Incarnate Word over Southeast Louisiana. I know nothing about these teams. The line is expected to be somewhere between 3 and 6. Sam likes UIW by 21. Incarnate Word has already beat Nevada this year, and they have a QB that has thrown for over 1,000 yards already, along with 13 touchdowns in just 3 games. So yeah, I'll roll the dice with Sam on this one. We'll post the official play in the show notes once the line is officially available, but we're on Incarnate Word over Southeast Louisiana. Then it's Chalk Fest time. Remember, everything here is just for $100. We're going to play the Ducks of Oregon, minus the 250 at Washington State. We're on Michigan, minus the 750 over Maryland. Yeah, that should give me a little fast food with that payout. We're on Kansas, minus the 285 over Duke. So happy for these two basketball schools getting up to a good start in football and a sellout crowd today at Kansas. That's special. Nice job, Kansas fans. You bought some tickets finally. We're on Louisville, minus the 610 over South Florida. We're on Texas, minus the 275 at Texas Tech. We're on Memphis, minus the 460 over North Texas. Yeah, North Texas, I'm a little bitter after what you did to me last week at UNLV, so I'm going to fade you the rest of the year. I'm on Utah, minus the 675 at that mess that they call Arizona State. Come on, administration leaking notes to the opposition just to get Herm Edwards fired? Oh, my, what a crazy situation there. Yeah, I'll take Utah. Utes all the way, minus the 675. Now, let's get to our Major League Baseball plays. We played 4 overs on Friday. We're going to play 4 unders on Saturday. Yeah, call me crazy, but that's what we're going to do. Play number 1, the Washington Nationals, under the 1.5 at a minus 150. It's the Sandman pitching. No resume required. You know that I'm going to play the Sandman. Next up on the card, the Tampa Bay Rays, under the 1.5 at a minus 115. So I could make a case for either one of these two teams to the under. I'm going to select Tampa Bay. For Toronto, it is Alek Manoah getting the call for the Blue Jays, a 2.40 ERA, a 1.01 whip on the season. Road numbers are good year to date with a 2.23 ERA. Last 7 are really good with a 1.93. And his September numbers are excellent with a 1.29. 2 starts against the Rays this year. Both stayed under the number in the first 5. The Rays and Jays are tied for the top wild card spot. This should be a great pitcher's duel at the Trop. I'm going to play Tampa Bay once again under the 1.5 in the first 5 at a minus 115. Next up on the card, another first 5 under. We're in the Baltimore Orioles under the 1.5 in the first 5 at a minus 120. Framber Valdez goes today for the Astros, 16-5 on the season, a 2.57 ERA, a 1.11 whip on the season. Road numbers are even better, a 10-2 record, a 2.05 ERA, and a 1.02 whip. Last 7, well, even better yet, with a 1.78 ERA. Last time out, Valdez set the major league record with his 25th consecutive quality start. So he's been extremely consistent this year. I just need five good innings on Saturday. I'm going to play Baltimore under the 1.5 in the first five at the minus 120. Next up, your fourth and final under of the day. We're on the Kansas City Royals under the 1.5 runs at a minus 115. For Seattle, it is Logan Gilbert on the bump for the Mariners, a 3.13 ERA, a 1.19 whip on the season, a solid 2.86 ERA on the road. Last seven, he's been really good with a 2.01 ERA. September, once again, you see a trend here. He's been even better. 23 innings pitched, just two runs, a very nice 0.78 ERA. Five consecutive starts giving up one or less in the first five. Want to back that trend and take the Royals under the 1.5 in the first five at the minus 115. Next up, your ride the wave plays. We have seven for sure, maybe eight if the Giants get it done for us. We're on the Yankees over the Red Sox at a minus 165. That is Hermain against Pivetta. We're on the Orioles over the Astros at a plus 165. I cringe at that one a little bit. It's Bauman against Valdez. We're on the Guardians over the Rangers at a minus 125. Quantrill against Otto. We're on the Royals over the Mariners at a plus 150. I definitely cringe at this one. It's Bubek against Gilbert. We're on the Philadelphia Phillies over the Atlanta Braves at a plus 115. That is Falter against Wright. We're on the Milwaukee Brewers over the Cincinnati Reds at a minus 215. That is Burns against Ashcroft. We're on the Chicago Cubs over the Pittsburgh Pirates at a minus 110. That is Miley against Oviedo. And we hopefully will be on the San Francisco Giants if they complete our perfect 11-0 day. So let's recap your card for a Saturday. Yes, it's Mega Card Saturday. We're on Notre Dame, minus the one. We're on SMU, plus the one. We're on Michigan State, minus the one. We're on Baylor, minus the one. We're on Hawaii, plus the five over New Mexico State. We're on Texas A&M, minus the two over Arkansas. We're on USC, minus the 5.5 at Oregon State. We're on Marshall, minus the 3 at Troy. We're on Louisville, minus the 8.5 over South Florida in the first half. Your hero sports plays. We're on James Madison, plus the 7 at Appalachian State. We're on Incarnate Word over Southeast Louisiana, line to be determined. Your chalk fast plays. We're on the Ducks of Oregon, minus the 250. We're on Michigan, minus the 750. We're on Kansas, minus the 285. We're on Louisville, minus the 610. We're on Texas, minus the 275. We're on Memphis, minus the 460. And we're on the Utes of Utah, minus the 675. Major League Baseball, four unders. We're on the Nationals, under the 1.5 at a minus 150. We're on the Rays, under the 1.5 at a minus 115. We're on the Orioles under the 1.5 at a minus 120. We're on the Royals under the 1.5 at a minus 115. You ride the wave plays. We're on the Yankees, the Orioles, the Guardians, the Royals, the Phillies, the Brewers, the Cubs, and hopefully the Giants. I'm out of breath. That was a lot of talking. That's a mega card for you on a Saturday. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everybody.